الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الناصح الأمين. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام والسنة. All praise and thanks belong to Allah for guiding us to Islam and for guiding us to the Sunnah. In today's episode of Mental Health Matters, we want to look at the greatest means by way in which an individual could attain happiness, the greatest means by way in which an individual can have an open chest. Bila shak wa bila raib, it is as Sheikh Abdul Razak bin Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad حفظهم الله تعالى, he mentions, he says, فالتوحيد الله عز وجل وإخلاص الدين له يعد أعظم سبب لإنشراح الصدر. He said, then the Tawheed of Allah, or thus the Tawheed of Allah, the true monotheism, and sincerity of one's religion, sincerity of one's deen, one's way of life, then all of it is sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this is and constitutes the greatest means by way in which an individual can have their chest expanded and opened and their burdens removed from them. Now, it is very important, because we always mention when speaking about the likes of these topics that it is permissible to seek clinical help. It is permissible. And it is advised for those individuals who are in need of such that they seek clinical help. However, I must stress that clinical help by itself is not enough by way in which to cure anyone from their mental anguish and from that which is plaguing them mentally and from their mental health issues. This is not a cure within itself and by itself, no. But however, an individual, they will have to have in place the likes of what is mentioned here in order to truly be happy. And without this, no matter how much mental and clinical help they have received from mental health professionals, without this, without Tawheed, they will never be happy. And ultimately, in the hereafter, they will be from the most miserable ones, because they will be from the occupants of the hellfire. And there is nothing more sad, there is nothing more depressing and pitiful than the thought of remaining in hell forever. There's nothing more terrifying than the possibility of remaining in hell forever. So it is of utmost importance that those individuals who are in need of mental health services, that they seek out the clinical help, but that in which is going to be the foundation, the bedrock, that which is going to be the ultimate means for their happiness and of their success and being cured of these particular issues, is they have to establish the Tawheed, and they have to do those things that are linked to one's religion in order to truly be healthy. So it is important that we keep this in mind, and that as Muslims we never lose sight of this. It is important that these things and these measures, they are taken extremely serious by us if we truly want to have a true degree of mental fortitude and to truly have a healthy mental status. Then we have to be upon it Tawheed, and we have to be upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So thus the Tawheed and making all of one's deen sincere unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh, he mentions, he says, this is from the greatest means by way in which an individual could attain the opening of one's breasts and ultimately attain happiness. Na'am, to ultimately attain happiness. The Shaykh, he mentions, he says, وَهُوَ الْغَايَةُ الَّتِي خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ لِأَجْلِهَا. And this is the purpose by way in which Allah has created the creation. Allah Ta'ala, He has created the creation. وَأَوْجَدَهُمْ لِلْتَحْقِيقِهَا. And Allah Ta'ala, He has created the creation. And He has brought us into existence. And brought the creation into what? Existence. Why? In order to establish the Tawheed. In order to establish the Tawheed. Now, I want you to reflect on this. I want you to reflect on the purpose for which we have been created, and that is to establish Tawheed. Now, I want you to reflect on an individual who is living their life, who is going throughout this existence, moving throughout the dunya, and they are not fulfilling the purpose by way in which they have been placed inside of the dunya. I want you to reflect on the chaos that this will bring about in within an individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created us, put us here in this world. Allah ta'ala has given us everything that we need here in this world in order that we worship Him and Him alone. So when an individual is living this life and they are not fulfilling the purpose by way in which they have been put in this life and given life, then this is going to bring about a level of chaos that I believe that most individuals, they are unaware of the dangerous and destructive nature of it. It's going to put an individual in a state of constant conflict, whether that is knowingly or unknowingly, whether that is on a conscious level or upon a subconscious level, they will be barred from ever attaining happiness with this degree of conflict in place. It's not possible. There is not a prescription. There is not a medical prescription that any doctor could give and prescribe and that you could take to any pharmacy and get it filled that will alleviate this issue and that will remove you from this state of conflict. There's not a single one. The only thing that will avail you with regards to this conflict is what? Is establishing the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the true monotheism, by worshiping Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is the reason that we have been placed here in this dunya, and that is to worship Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah ta'ala, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn nor the human beings except for them to worship me. So the purpose and the reason that we have been brought into existence is to establish the worship to Allah and of Allah and Allahu Ta'ala alone. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So if you want to be happy, if you want to be happy, then you have to fulfill the purpose for which you have been created. You have to worship Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And it is important and it is a must that this is stressed because, again, no matter what clinical help you may receive, no matter what mental health services may be rendered unto you, you will never truly be happy without submitting yourself unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The Shaykh, he goes on, he says, فَاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِنَّمَا خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِلْتَوْحِيدِهِ وَإِخْلَاصِ الدِّينِ لَهُ. He said, thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only created the creation so that they may establish, or so that His monotheism be established, the Tawheed of Allah be established, and all of the religion, and that all of the religion is given unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Dhullan, wankisaran, wankisaran, out of humility, wankisaran, and of humbling oneself, yani khudu'an, humbling oneself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we have to submit ourselves unto Allah, humble ourselves unto Allah, understand our poverty and that we are impoverished, we are in vital need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ta'atan, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani being obedient unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa imtithalan li awamirihi, and by fulfilling the obligations and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to be happy, this is the recipe right here. This is the key ingredient of the recipe, that we have to submit ourselves unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to acknowledge that we are impoverished and we are in vital need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, we have to be obedient unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to carry out those duties and obligations in which He had commanded us with. It will be impossible to attain happiness except by way of establishing what was aforementioned. This is the bedrock. This is your foundation. This is the beginning of the road, the middle of the road, and the end of the road. If we truly are seeking true happiness in this world and in the next, these affairs are a must. The Sheikh, he mentions, he says, وَإِفْرَادًا لَهُ بِجَمِيعِ الْأَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ, and singling him out alone with every single act of worship. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, as Allah Ta'ala, he says, with every single type, every single category, everything that is worship belongs to Allah and to Allah alone. It does not belong to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It does not belong to Isa. It does not belong to Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam. It does not belong to Jibreel alayhi salam. It does not belong to any prophet nor any messenger. It does not belong to any angel. So undoubtedly, it doesn't belong to a rock. It doesn't belong to a stone, a statue, a tree, a celestial body. No. It belongs to Allah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And we are to take everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and we have to use it in order to establish the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, just as the Most High, He says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, and verily the masajid, they belong unto Allah, so do not call upon anything along with Allah. Anything. Do not call upon anything along with Allah. Whether it is an angel, don't call upon it. Do not worship it. If it's a prophet like Muhammad or Isa, Jesus, or Noah, or Musa, Moses, or Ibrahim, Abraham, regardless of who the prophet is, do not worship them. They do not deserve anything from worship. Do not call upon a rock or a stone or a tree or a statue. Don't call upon anything. Don't worship anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not utilize anything that Allah has given you to worship other than Him. Whatever Allah has given you, worship Allah with it. So Allah ta'ala has given us the materials by way in which we build our masajid with. Whether it is brick and mortar, whether it is a wooden frame structure, whatever the case is, whether it's plastic, PVC, whatever, Allah Ta'ala has given us everything. So do not use anything that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Do not use anything that Allah Ta'ala has created and put here in this dunya for us to worship other than Him. And do not use anything that Allah Ta'ala has given you to worship other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not use your hand to worship other than Allah. Do not use your eyes to worship other than Allah. Do not use your ears to worship other than Allah. Do not use your back, your body, your legs, your toes, your fingers. Do not use anything that Allah Ta'ala has given you to worship other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all of these things that He has given us, from those are four things that were mentioned, from our intellect, from our hearing, from our sight, so on and so forth, all these things Allah Ta'ala has given us, He has given them to us so that we may establish Tawheed, so that we may worship Him and Him alone. So now imagine a state of conflict of an individual who has been given all of these things by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been given to them so that they may establish the worship to Allah and Allah alone, and then they utilize these things and they misappropriate them to worship other than Allah, to call upon other than Allah, to give ibadah to other than Allah, to make dua to other than Allah. Imagine a state of conflict that a person will be in. And of course they will be in a state of conflict, because look at what they're doing. They're taking these things that Allah Ta'ala has given them, and instead of utilizing them for the reason by way in which Allah Ta'ala had given it to them for, they use it to go opposite of that and to disobey Allah and to worship other than Allah and to totally turn their backs on the purpose by way in which they themselves have been created. So of course they're going to be in a state of conflict. How could they not? How could they ever be happy in such a state of conflict? This is why if an individual truly wants to be happy, they have to establish the Tawheed. There is no happiness without Tawheed. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were not commanded except to worship Allah alone, making all of the religion sincerely for Him, حُنَفَاء, as true monotheists, as people who they implement the true monotheism and they stay away from every type and form of polytheism. This is what we have been commanded to do. It will be impossible for us to ever attain happiness except by way of establishing the Tawheed. فَكُلَّمَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ أَعْظَمَ تَحْقِيقًا لِلْتَوْحِيدِ وَأَعْظَمَ عِنَايَةً بِهِ وَرِعَايَةً لِحُقُوقِهِ وَوَاجِبَاتِهِ وبعدا عن نواقضه ونواقصه كان ذلك أتم في انشراح صدره وراحة قلبه وطمأنينة نفسه وسعادته في الدنيا والآخرة. الله أكبر. The Sheikh, he mentions, and I want us to really pay very close attention to this. And bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we'll conclude with this for this particular session and this particular episode. The Sheikh, he says, so every time the slave, because that's us, we're slaves unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As me, that's you, that's everyone who my voice, it reaches them, and those, they never hear my voice ever. We're all slaves unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reality, is that, listen, we're going to be slaves to something. We have been created to be slaves, okay? So we're either going to be a slave to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we're going to be a slave to something else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He frees us. He emancipates us from the servitude of the creation to what? By serving Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by being slaves unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only in the servitude of Allah will you find true freedom and true happiness. Let's go back. The Shaykh, he mentions, he says, so every time the slave, he actualizes the Tawheed greater. The greater the slave actualizes Tawheed, and the greater attention that he gives the Tawheed and to implementing the rights of it and that which is obligated by it, and staying away from that which will negate it or decrease it, then verily that slave will have a greater degree of their chest being opened. They will have a greater degree of their burdens being lessened. They will have a greater degree of having a happy heart, of having a good, light, happy, joyful heart, relaxed heart. Huh? That's the only way. You want relaxation, you want ease for your heart. Tawheed. Tawheed. True monotheism. The calmness and the tranquility of one's soul is where? It's in Tawheed. The greater your implementation and actualization of a Tawheed, the greater the ease of your heart and the contentment of your soul. The greater your level of happiness, the more you implement Tawheed, the happier you will be. The more you implement Tawheed, the more you implement true Islamic monotheism, the happier you will be. So this means what? The less you implement it, the sadder you will be. The more a person implements polytheism, the sadder they are. The more a person commits shirk, the sadder they are. In every which way, shape, and form, from every angle, they're sad individual, truly sad. And they're going to be sad. They're going to be a sad person, miserable person, miserable life, miserable time here in this dunya. But not just here in the dunya, and also in the akhirah, the worst time you can possibly have. Why? Because it's in the hellfire. So the greater your level in actualization and implementation of it, tawheed, the happier you will be. Where? Fit dunya wal akhirah. In this world and in the next. In this world and in the next. Sheikh, he mentioned some more things, but bidnillahi ta'ala, it will suffice, which is that. فَنَكْتَفِي بِهَذَا الْقَدَرِ وَصَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله خيراً.